Today is the feast of the circumcision. So wish everyone a blessed, happy new year. The epistle for the circumcision is taken from Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope in the coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Please be seated. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I have to admit, after last night's news of my sister, kind of changed a bit with the sermon, because I was going to talk about, obviously, final perseverance. You know, on this first day of the calendar year for us, it hits home. I mean, just the idea of the grace of final perseverance that I think for all of us is something that we have to always pray for. I mean, it is a grace from God because it's not owed to any of us. I mean, it's something that Almighty God will grant to souls because of their faithfulness in life. And it's interesting to see St. Francis de Sales had said that we are walking in this world between heaven and hell. And he said that your last step places you for all eternity. And it is a good reminder to us. As I say, unfortunately, because of the news, yes, it does hit home. And for anyone that has lost a loved one, I mean, yes, you know the feeling, the loss. I haven't seen them in 10 years. Just because of being down in Arkansas, I haven't had a chance to see them. And so it's always difficult then to think about and to realize then that someone is gone. That they're no more, you know, here in this life for us to visit with, to talk to see. As a Christmas gift, I give my family a Mass every year, and so their Mass was on Sunday. And so it's a small consolation of knowing that I had a chance to at least offer a Mass for them this past Sunday, not knowing that 2 days later that she would be dead. But so it shows to us the fleetingness of life. You know, St. Paul tells us that we must redeem the time that is given to us. You know, redeeming the time that is given to us, yes, we have no idea how long. And we have no idea how long God calls us on this life. And so therefore, for us to understand that, to realize that, yes, sometimes we have tragedies that hit us, that make us more aware of that. You know, how well are we prepared for eternity? I mean, how well for any of us? I mean, yes, we start a new year, so it's always a chance for us to start over, to make our resolutions. But the encouragement is to make your resolutions in the spiritual aspects. I mean, granted, yes, sometimes in just in the material things, it's fine, you can make your resolutions and everything, but most importantly, I think we should always try to focus on then truly the spiritual aspects of our life. Because just with that quote from St. Francis de Sales, that we're walking in this world between the two spots, heaven and hell. And then one fatal, you know, step can put us in the wrong direction, can put us down the wrong path. And then if God were to call us at that time, you know, then what? I mean, that is truly then the fleetingness of life. And it's something for us just to contemplate, to think about. But yes, as St. Paul tells us that we must try to redeem the time that is given to us, that time frame we have no idea how long it is. And so for us, you know, to try to think about that, if our soul is not in the proper state, then to do something about it. Because how do we know how much longer that we have? I'm sure when my brother went to work, there was, you know, no idea that he would come home and find his wife dead. I mean, she suffered a lot. She had diabetes. She had a deterioration of the spine. And so she was on a lot of medication and different things, and so we have no idea what was the cause of death. But still, I mean, for him to come home and then to find that, I mean, yes, it's hard. And even though the children are grown, they're older, there's still just that loss, that natural loss. And as I say, for any of us, you know, it shows to us when we've lost a loved one, just how unprepared we can be for that. Regardless of how strong we think we are, or, you know, that we understand the whole idea of this life is as a stepping stone for the next, it doesn't take that away. You know, it doesn't take away the fact that we still have our loved ones, our family, our friends, you know, for just a certain amount of time here. And so that's where then for us, we must try to understand, you know, truly the spiritual aspects of this new year. And as I say, with final perseverance, it's a grace from God. I mean, it's a separate grace. It's not something that we possess. It's not something that we can say that we'll have. I mean, none of us can say that. And so it is something that we must work toward. And I would say the working toward that is just putting our spiritual life first and foremost for us, of understanding that the spiritual life is what is important for us, not necessarily the material things. I mean, granted, the material things can help us to save our soul, but they can also hinder us from saving our soul. And so, as I say, it's not something that any of us can say we possess now or will possess at the end of our life. It's a grace that God gives to us at the end of our life. In a large sense, because of the faithfulness. And that's why St. Augustine says, as a person lives, so will they die. And so if you have a person that lives away from the grace of God, most likely they will die that way. Obviously, there's miracles that can happen. But most likely, that's what will happen. And so, yes, these are the reminders to us. And I would also, just to, for you, something to think about is, I mean, obviously when we go to confession and we look to receive absolution, you know, that's something that's, you know, we have to be sorry for our sins and we have to have the amendment of life. We have to have the willingness to change our life. But I would say from that also, just from the fact of, you know, it's not a one-sided thing. God will give us the graces if we want them. God will give us the help if we're asking for that, you know, to avoid the things of life, the things that will pull us away from God, things that will lead us away from Him. And so that will help us to persevere then. Those are the things that will help us then to try to persevere to the end of our life, yes, to gain that final grace of perseverance. To realize that we have made it to the very end. So that when God does call us, yes, that He will find us ready for that. And so that's what St. Paul is talking about in redeeming the time. Making sure that we're using our time wisely. That we're using our time for the salvation of our soul. And so it is. It's something for us. You know, when we hear about death and we hear about losing, you know, a loved one, it does. It helps us to, I think, also to understand how fleeting life is. That we're not promised tomorrow, we're not promised the next day, we're not promised any specific amount of time. And so, you know, we wake up and it could be our last day, God only knows. And so that's what I would encourage you then. You know, especially on this first day of the calendar year, to focus on your spiritual life. I mean, yes, the material things we still have to go through each day, we still have to do, fine. But truly, we have to understand that the spiritual life is what will determine whether we make it to heaven or hell. I mean, just as you know, St. Francis de Sales has said, you know, we're walking that tightrope between heaven and hell each day of our life. One step in the wrong direction, yes, and we're on the wrong path. But obviously, the steps in the right direction will help to try to fortify us, but again, there's no guarantee. It is as we continue in our lives, trying to persevere to the very end, trying to gain that, trying to gain that last step, and I would say that last reward that God gives to us. And so let us pray for this gift of finer perseverance, especially on this first day of the new year, to make the resolution to start off right. And as I say, if we're not in the state of grace, then to ensure that we do something about it. Because we're certainly not promised any time for that. And so let us try to work toward that goal so that God will find us faithful to the very end. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.